Minty has one of the best jobs on the planet. Not only do the bosses here at Triple M give him the big bucks, they also let him work down at the Bathurst 1000 this weekend. So we kept him busy with a chat.
Over your 10 years of being involved in the race, technology has really bloomed, hasn't it?
Oh, it most certainly has. And, you know, I remember back watching when they put the first in-car cameras in. And, you know, there was one camera, sort of massive big thing taking up the whole car.
Yeah.
Now, they've got cameras on everything.
It's amazing.
Underneath the car, in the car, the hamburger cams on top of the car, which spin around.
Jeez.
Wow. And then you've got all the merchandise and the souvenirs and everything else. I'm sure you've got a couple there as well. Have you actually ever nicked anything from the pits?
Do promo girls count?
During the week, we noticed a story of a child swallowing a dog's squeaky toy. And let's face it, kids learn a lot by taste. Leanne's child, he swallowed something from daycare.
It was a little rubbery man, like a sensory toy. They're meant for like autistic kids. And, yeah. They feel soft and rubbery and they're not real small, but they're not real big either, sort of thing.
So he's gone the chomp on this thing.
And he swallowed it.
Yeah, well, what happened was it was actually at school and it attacked him because he was sticking it in his mouth.
Yeah.
And it got confiscated and locked in a room. But unbeknownst to them, he actually got into the room and got it.
Right.
And what happened was, like, when he went to the toilet at home, I noticed his pair of legs sticking out of the poo. I thought, oh, my God. And being a mother, you know, what you do is you actually, you rescue it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what the hell this thing is. So, I found it. There's this little man.
It looks like Jim is looking forward to Kid Dynamite's one and only comeback show.
Jim, can you wait to see this whole performance or what, mate?
This I'd love to see.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, look, I would give you a ticket, but they're free, it's going to be free to get in, I reckon.
Yeah, I wouldn't rely on too many people wanting to pay.
Jim,
oh man,
I think your birds are a little bit hungry in the background there.
No reason to. Thank you, Jim.
Well, believe me, they're wild birds.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Thank you, mate, for the call.
That's all right. But as for where you want to hold it,
yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the Botanic Gardens would be absolutely spot on.
And with Serena Williams reportedly being pregnant while she was playing in the Australian Open, we asked Wendy where her unborn child has been.
Yeah, my unborn child went to an all-male review.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, hello.
And he was just at the age where he could absolutely kick out of me.
Maybe he was trying to tell you something.
I don't think he approved.
No. Thanks, Wendy.
He was just trying to do the moves. He was trying to do the moves to be a stripper when he gets older.
Tonight is Light the Night of the Goosebumps from 5:30 tonight. Jay and I are going to be there, and we would love to see you there too for a walk around the Goosebumps to raise money for the Leukemia Foundation. For now, though, that's the Week in Review.
Live this morning, M Group Tyre Mechanical. M for mechanics to service your car. Jay and Dave. Missed anything on the show so far? You can catch up now. TripleM.com.au.
Now, we caught up with Minty yesterday down at the Bathurst 1000, thanks to Super Cheap Auto. Mm. And he gets to hobnob with all of the big stars down there, don't you, Minty? Mm.
I'm good. Hang on a second. Hey, Fossey. Yeah, good, mate. One second. I'll come to you in just a moment.
Oh, turn it up.
Name dropper.
Bit of a palm off. He'll get over it. He'll come good later. Boys, what an amazing day practice day was yesterday. We have all the support categories here at Bacchus. They're very, very good. Yesterday, they were the only ones that didn't have accidents. It was the main game guys. And not the co-drivers either, the main guys who were putting cars into walls.
Tim Clay,
Shane Van Gisbergen, Alex Rillo. Well, the guys that put cars into walls and the co-drivers are sitting back going, this is easy. What are you blokes up to? It was an amazing day.
I saw some of the vision of that on Nine News last night. How long's a turnaround for them to fix that car before the race on the weekend?
Well, it all depends. I mean, the car of Tim Clay was a massive big hit. I mean, it broke a lot of stuff on that car. It may be out Saturday. They had to fly a lot of their team up from Albury. So Brad Jones Racing is based in Albury. They brought a lot of their fabricators up, flew about a team of six up from Albury to come up and do some work because it is a big, big hit on that car.
Wow.
So, you know, there are some accidents you look at and you go, there's no way they'll get that thing back out at all. And then they're out the next day.
It's amazing.
Others, just those sort of hits you go, well, there's nothing in that. And they sort of park the car and don't pull it out. So it's really crazy how it happens. But I tell you what, these concrete walls do big damage here at Mount Panorama.
Well, at least you're not getting kangaroos flying across the road, as in, I think it was Dick Johnson back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's been a couple of kangaroos over the years. There actually was one on track at one stage yesterday. The thing is here, a little bit like parts of North Queensland, very limited rain. So the roos are going that little bit further to find food, and you don't want to be ending up on Conrod Strait when cars are doing anything up to like 300 kilometres an hour.
No.
That's not good for the life of a kangaroo, I'll give you the tip.
Yeah, so what the end result for the weekend? I know it's too hard to call, and I know you're part of the team, so it's probably hard for you to make a call, but I was listening to Luke Boner from the Night Shift, and they were talking about their predictions on who's going to take out the race this weekend. Your thoughts?
Yep. Look, I don't know. It really is totally open. I mean, I'm surprised if we don't see someone from DJR Team Penske win. I mean, they are really going along beautifully at the moment. Scott McLaughlin, Damien Coulthard. But one to watch is Dave Reynolds over at Team Erebus. You know, they have been doing it tough for a number of years now. Yesterday, he was fastest in practice three and came from the clouds to get almost a lap record time. So keep an eye on those guys. There's basically two cars, low budget, with Betty Clemenko, who's got a lot of bucks, but, you know, they really do it hard, and they were really quick yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised to see them win it or at least get on the podium.
Okay, now when it comes, you can't exactly say Holden or Ford now, can you? You've got to say Holden,
so
Ford, Nissan, Volvo.
It opens
up. Well, Volvo's out now. They sort of end up, Gary Rogers went back to the Holden. There'll be changes over the next couple of years. We saw the V6 Turbo in a Sandman van from Red Bull go around and do a few test laps yesterday, so that could be the future. You know, we may even see the Mustangs and Camaros by the time we get to 2019 as well, which I would absolutely love to see. I've got to tell you, that would be really hot. But, you know, really at the end of the day, it still really is Holden and Ford. There are the four Nissans in the field now, and they're doing okay. But at the end of the day, you know, production of these cars has stopped pretty much, so things will change. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend, that's for sure. And, of course, we've got the updates live here on Triple M across the weekend as well. Minty, have yourself a great weekend. Get us some photos, mate, as well. And you're a bit of a name dropper, which we love because Dave and I are as well. Some selfies, mate, because we know you're the selfie. What is the best angle for a selfie too, by the way?
Well, look, my argument's always been the stick should be in the shot. I have all these people who go, yeah, it's not right, mate. You can't have your stick in it. Well, what's the bloody point? Mine's an orange stick which matches everything else I have, so it's always in the shot.
Right. Okay, there you go. There's the promo right there. Minty likes his stick in the shot.
Thank God, enough. Minty, thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries.
See you later.
Wow. He's always fun.
That's a word for it. Jay and Dave for breakfast, 18 past 7 here at Triple M. Justin Timberlake at Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 6:15. Friday morning still to come. We'll catch up with Minty at Bathurst 1000 coming up very soon. We'll also play a game of
Wikipedia.
Ta-da. It's 6:30 this morning. Carly's calling. Carly, what's going on this morning?
Not much. I just want to have a go at that 42 question one that you just had on the radio.
Carly, there's no chance in hell you can play until 7 o'clock now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we do it twice a day.
Oh, bugger. Oh, well, not to worry. I'll come back at 7 if I'm around.
What are you doing up so early?
Oh, we're going to go chase some tuna, hopefully. Come on.
Chasing some tuna?
Yeah, no, go chase some tuna. Go fishing.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Yeah, Breakwall.
Nice work.
Yeah. You get tuna out there?
Sometimes, yeah.
My God, do not tell John West that. Jesus.
No, wouldn't be telling too many people that, actually.
Okay, so what part of the break wall do you go to?
Yeah.
Oh, no. A good fisherman doesn't tell his secrets. Come on.
Okay. It's only between us three.
No.
And thousands of people listening.
Yeah, no.
And what sort of bait are we looking at here?
Oh, I can't even tell you that.
Oh, Carly, what's going on?
No way, well, no secrets.
You know what? If I ever had to tell somebody a secret, it would be you, because you're very, very hard. You're a taskmaster. All right, try the impossible question at 7, all right?
Okay, no worries.
See
Thank you
later.
So much. Have a good day.
You too, bye. There you go. Hey?
Tuna off the break wall.
Heard it all.
There you go. I'm just waiting to see these cans floating in the ocean.
It's the fish that John West rejects. It makes it the fish that John West keeps. What's the saying again?
Something about John West and rejecting fish. And that's it.
13-27-10, if you remember that slogan. They say advertising works. That clearly hasn't worked for me. That one.
How long ago did they use it, though? They haven't used it for a while, have they?
A long time. The fish that John West rejected. I can't remember. Jane and Dave for things have come on this Brekkie show. Jane and Dave for Brekkie here at Triple M. We're also making that big announcement at 8 o'clock for our Triple M club. Join now, triplem.com.au. It's part of Oztober and the Garage Sessions. Maybe we could get Kid Dynamite rolled into this somehow.
If you missed him at Club Troppo in Gosford, and you weren't one of the clubbers sweating it to his sick beats at Kix Nightclub at the Parramatta Leagues Club, you can't miss this. Ladies and gentlemen, Kid Dynamite is coming back.
Dynamite!
Look, let's put it down now that Kid Dynamite won't be part of the Garage Sessions. It is for one show only. Okay.
Well, it's Friday the 27th, so you've got 3 weeks today.
That's right. And we're still without a location at the moment, so that's getting a little bit... we're pushing it fine. We're cutting it fine on this one, I think.
So the boss has said to us, this is sort of unfolded, and we're happy to do it.
Yeah.
We've got to go back to our planning meeting today with location, so we can start contacting these people saying, hey, how about we have it here? But you need to give us the locations. Where do you want it to happen, though?
We've had a couple of suggestions already, but we do need those extra ones as well. Okay, so we've had BB Prince Stadium, we've had Meadowlands Amphitheatre, and we've had a rooftop session at Cane Lane Central.
Is there anywhere else that we've forgotten about or you think would be a great place? Keeping in mind, Dave's expecting thousands of people to turn up for this thing. So.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to miss out on this one, okay? So it could be, if you've got a place in Serena, that'd be great, you know? Maybe Proserpine or Airlie Beach, maybe even Bowen, you know? All of those locations will be put into consideration. Because it will be an event. It'll be somewhere that people want to go and see.
Mm.
So, you know... It could be Bowen.
Oh, man.
What?
Nothing. I'm still convinced you're pulling my chain about the thousands of people thing.
Well, look, I'm just going on past experiences. You know, there were so many...
So you're telling me the mech is too small for 15... Oh, was it? I think it's 1,000 people in there.
1,500.
Auditorium bit where where we do our musicals.
Yeah. You don't want people to be sitting down. Not at a DJ set. You want people up and dancing, you know, having a good time.
You're serious.
I am serious.
Okay. All right, so give us some ideas. We have to lock them in. 13, 27, 10.
All right, let's go with it. 13, 27, 10. I just had someone on Facebook say Harbour Beach, like a beach session. Then we go into logistics just there, I think. Because you've got to fence it all off. You've got to have power down there as well, you know, to run all the sound and lighting and everything. I don't know. It's a tough ask to have it at the beach.
All right, give us a call. I'm very silent on this one. I just don't know what to say. I don't know whether to support you or laugh. We'll take your calls up in a moment. Nickelback, Jay and Dave. 20 to 8 here at Triple M. Oh, 30 degrees. Hopefully some showers in those clouds later this afternoon.
If you missed him at Club Troppo in Gosford and you weren't one of the clubbers sweating it to his sick beats at Kix Nightclub at the Parramatta Leagues Club, you can't miss this. Ladies and gentlemen, Kid Dynamite is coming back.
Oh, Dynamite! Certainly is. It's 7:45. We have to lock in a location to start preparing for 3 weeks from now, Dave.
Yeah, so we need those suggestions. Yeah. Janelle, good morning to you. Have you got a location we can have this DJ set?
Well, I think, is it called the Meadowlands Amphitheatre down near the Botanical Garden?
That seems like a popular one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Rock Pop Mine, that's where we have that. Christmas Carols will also be down there, hosted by myself, 15th of December.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe you could just set up by the river somewhere.
Oh, that's good. You should be on a pontoon on the river and you play to all the people on the riverfront.
Just like Midnight Oil and the secret location, Oils of
that's
the Reef.
That's a good one. That's Janelle, thank you for the call this morning. See, that's just an idea.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's a good one.
Julie's got one for us.
Yeah, Magnum's at Airlie Beach.
That's already set up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ready to go. We've got security, they've got the sound, lighting, everything.
How many people do you reckon we can fit in there?
Oh, heaps.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
We'll write that one down for the Whit Sundays.
Look, right. we'll write it down, I don't know, I think it might be a little bit too small.
No, there's upstairs, downstairs and outside.
All right, leave it with us, thank you.
Alrighty.
See ya, bye. let's go. Who are we going to hear?
This is Linda.
Yeah. Have you thought of having that DJ thing, whatever it is, out at the Pioneer Valley Showground?
Oh. That's another good one too. Yeah, that's big enough.
That's good out there.
Yeah, and I can camp overnight and...
it's starting to come together.
Let's not give too much confidence to Dave, right? Thank you.
Hey, listen, Jay, don't be like that.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be a realist here, just in case he doesn't get the numbers he's expecting. I don't want him to be disappointed.
Look, Tracy, you're with me, right? We're going to get a few thousand to this DJ set.
No.
Thanks for your vote of confidence, Tracy. Where's the location you've got?
I'm calling from the Whitsundays.
Yeah, and whereabouts do you reckon we should do the DJ set?
At the VIP bar in Ellie Beach.
Right.
Where's the VIP bar?
At Magnum's.
Okay.
Oh, it is Magnum's. So, okay.
Okay. Yeah. We had to Julie on the show before about that same location. All right. We've got the one down there, Trace. Thank you for the call. Look, you can let us know. We're going to lock it in Monday on the show. All right.
I think we have to. Otherwise, we might be cutting it a little bit too fine.
You have 3 weeks, brother.
Yep. I'm getting the set list ready to go now. So I'm all prepared.
All right. If you've got a suggestion, also pop onto our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. It's 13 to 8 at Triple M. 6. Friday morning up after 7, catching up with Minty. He's on the ground for us in Bathurst, Dave, for the 1,000 this weekend. Details coming up. 3 weeks out, we had Mick on the phone after 5:30 correcting me. 3 weeks out to the big date of Kid Dynamite. Not 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, October 27 is the date, okay? So lock it in. Even bring the kids. We'll make it a family-friendly thing. All free. Why not? You know, something for the people.
No, I'm supporting you. I'm just being...
No, look,
I'm just being very vocal, unvocal about it all.
We still have to lock in a location, but we've had a couple of really good suggestions.
Yeah.
Ranging from Serena all the way through to Bowen.
How much room do you need?
Well, look...
To bring your gear, because if you're expecting thousands of people, I'm talking...
Yeah.
You're going to need big speakers and lots of stuff.
Oh, no doubt. And that stuff we're going to have to hire because I don't think we have them here in the equipment room here at Triple M.
I also think that there's a rule somewhere that says if you have a certain amount of people in a crowd and over, you have to hire security.
Right, okay. So there's another thing we need to figure out in the next 3 weeks as well.
So you legit still think that you're going to get thousands of people?
Yeah, absolutely. Just going on past experiences over the years and, you know, when I wrapped up the 20-year career in nightclubs and touring and everything else, yeah, that was pretty much the case. There was at least about 2,000 or 3,000 a night. So, and that's in the clubs.
Mm.
So just going on those past experiences, yeah, we're going to have to figure out all of the logistics before we even get to the stage.
It's a big job.
It's a massive job.
Are you sure you want to do it still?
Yeah, look, as I said to you, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly. So that means, you know, the lights, the
Wouldn't
sound, everything else.
It's easier for you to do it in here and then the thousands of people who are listening at the time can hear you mixing, like, on the air instead of having to find a big location, hire security, or do you want to do it at a location and get your thousands of people?
There's nothing quite like doing everything live, is there? That's why bands love going on tour.
Okay.
It's not because they don't sell millions of records or CDs.
I just don't want you to be disappointed. Like, in 3 weeks from now when we're, you know, the day has arrived, and you're going to be doing this set and, like, three people turn up.
You know what? There's no chance that's going to happen for three people. Okay, so... You know, I'm not going to be disappointed.
Can I just have a show of hands now? 13, 27, 10.
Yeah.
If you're legitimately keen, wanting to go along and see Dave be Kid Dynamite for a day, like bringing him back, would you be in the crowd of thousands of people?
It's only for one show only. So, you know, it's going to be a special event for everyone. Not just everyone in the crowd, but me too.
I'm still trying to work out whether you're pulling the leg or not. Like, if this is a joke, look, it's going on, like, for a few days now, and I still don't know whether you're being serious.
Look, you know when I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And that's what I mean. So, yeah, I'm dead set serious about this.
All right. Friday, 27th of October, 3 weeks from now, Kid Dynamite. We're going to find a location. You're going to be spinning up the wheels of steel?
That's right, yeah. These days, you don't have to. You know, you can just get the laptop and throw all the music on there and play it out from that.
That's cheating.
Well, it's not cheating. You still got to be able to know what you're doing. So I might just do it that way.
Oh, see, the rules are changing now.
No.
Well, you originally said you're going to spin the wheels of steel.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have laptops back in the day.
Well, okay, fair enough. that means it's going to be very expensive.
You're going to do it. Your quote, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly.
That's like $30 a record for one song.
Well, you better start saving 3 weeks. Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 6:15 at Triple M. Yeah, only one station. Just gave you a heart attack. Hey, somebody who's probably feeling a little bit anxious would be you, Dave. 3 weeks away from Kid Dynamite making his... I guess, revival?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of work to do beforehand, though.
His second debut?
Yes. It has been a little while that I've got out the decks and started DJing once again. But, you know, after a 20-year career in nightclubs and touring and stuff like that, I'm quite proud of that.
It's time to bring back the kid.
Kid Dynamite. That was the name that I was given very early on in the piece.
A little birdie told me yesterday that... Ken Furtick from Council was called Crazy Ken. He was also a DJ person. Maybe he could do backup DJ with you.
Oh, it's the support act.
Crazy Ken.
Well, look, you know.
I love Ken.
And anything
so
is possible.
Funny. Ken, he makes me laugh.
Anything is possible whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know. And
Kid
I'm pretty
Dynamite featuring Crazy Ken.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a remix in that somewhere.
I had no idea that he was a DJ, though.
I did. Because we'd spoken about it a number of years ago.
I knew he worked in radio.
Yeah.
And that's well known, and he's been on TV for quite some time as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the DJ thing until yesterday.
So yeah, no, we had a good chat about that a few years ago, just over a drink or two. So I kind of knew that about him.
Greg Williamson kept that quiet. Greg's an old radio guy too.
I think, oh, hang on a second. Greg Williamson is an old DJ as well.
He spins up the decks.
He used to do the parties and everything as well. Yeah, back in the day.
We're not reviving their careers, and they also not expecting 10,000 people to turn up to their concert in 3 weeks' time.
Well, so, I was very fortunate many years ago.
If you've got a location that you want to give us a suggestion for Dave to play at, let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackaywood Sundays. You'll find us online. We'll take a look at the Week in Review coming up in just a moment here at Triple M. So Minty, who's from our Triple M team on the ground, Bathurst 1000 this weekend, got the details coming up with us in about 15 minutes from now.
We were just discussing the slippery diner, the snake that decided to go for a bit of a feed at Lone Star the other day. No thanks. No. And the guy was just hilarious who picked it up. Johnny, mate, how's it going?
Good. I just heard how you guys were talking about the snake and everything, and Jay's fear of snakes.
Yeah. Well, we are both absolutely petrified of them. Yeah.
Well, I'll save you the trouble of ever coming to our place. My youngest brother Patrick, he has a snake that is actually a famous snake.
How do you get a famous snake?
Well, here's the thing: it used to be the snake on a TV ad for the pet farm over there at Mount Pleasant.
Oh. How do you get the pet to obviously it's got to have directions when it comes to a TV commercial. How do you direct a snake to do what you want it to do?
I'm 100% sure.
The snake does what it wants.
I think he has trouble getting directions as well. Occasionally it goes down his shirt. Occasionally it's caught in our chairs and our armchairs. We've almost sat on it more than once.
I just want to know, if it's a famous snake, does it wear sunglasses and how does it control the paparazzi?
Top everybody, you know? It's always like, it's a beautiful snake because it's a Stinsman python, you know? And it's a beautiful snake. And we've said, we got this from the pet farm and it used to be on the TV ads. And
wow.
And
no, I've heard it all now. Man, I've heard funny. It all, a famous snake on this breakfast show. Thank you, Johnny, for the call.
It's got a couple of bounces, a couple of minders.
Don't make eye contact with the snake. Thanks, mate. News headlines coming up in a moment. Check the traffic with Chris Hull next at Triple M. The best Aussie acts.
How good is it? Paul Kelly, the absolute legend that he is, James Rain, and our mates, Busby Maru, going to be performing down in New South Wales at the Hope Estate Winery. Mm. So, picturesque setting, some of the best musical artists Australia has to offer. You can't get any better than that, can you?
So good. Now, we're going to put you into, if you want to get into the club, by the way, to get to the event, go to our website now, triplem.com.au. We literally just made that link active on our website. We've got nearly 30 entries already.
That's
from our Facebook page.
And being a Triple M club member, you get the experience, you know, and it's all free too.
So good. Get onto it now, triplem.com.au. Be a club member. You could be seeing Busby Maru, James Rain, Paul Kelly live in concert. Let's do... Actually, they'd probably be better than Last Word than we would be.
For South Mackay News Agency, now under new management, Jay and Dave's Last Word.
I refuse to play it again today. I can't do it.
All right,
I keep giving away prizes and stuff. So.
I'll put my hand up for this one then.
Sorry, Nicole, you're going against Dave because I keep giving away too much stuff.
Oh.
I don't think the news agency is terribly impressed with me at the moment. So we'll give you a category. Last person who can answer from said category will get the point after 2 years the champion, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. First category, something you would find in a kid's school bag. We'll go with you first.
Homework book.
Leftover sandwich.
Pencil case.
Popper.
Handball.
Rubbers.
Hat.
A pen.
Sunscreen.
An apple.
Raincoat.
Rubbish.
Umbrella.
Hey, look, hey, Mr. Cocky over here. Mr. Cocky over here. Good work. All right, let's go. Category number two. Birds that are associated with the ocean. Dave, you can start.
Seagulls.
Pelican.
Sea eagles.
Crane.
They're giving us a thumbs down. I answered just after the buzzer. All right, here we go. So that's one apiece. You still got a chance to win this.
Oh,
if Dave does win it, I think we'll be in the boss's office later today.
I tell you what, Nicole, you're a good competitor. I'll give you that.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Category number three. Hot drinks. Nicole, we'll start with you. Hot drinks you can drink also cold.
Milo.
Coffee.
Tea.
Green tea.
No.
I'm so close.
Cocky just over Nicole. Your congratulations. You took it out.
Thank you.
There goes the winning streak.
He's shaking his head. hot toddy. I would have also
hot toddy.
Yeah.
Irish coffee.
You can have Irish coffee also.
Not much else.
Duck, hey?
Congratulations. Thanks for playing this morning, Nicole.
Thank you.
That is our last word again for another week. We'll play it again Monday up after 8 o'clock. Thanks to South Mackay News Agency. Don't forget, you can pick up some great stuff at the moment. They're doing renovations, all cards and wrapping paper, $2.
Man, that's a bitter pill to swallow there.
Teach you to be cocky, won't it?
Yeah, it will.
Just made the announcement.